Pia. I know you're out there. Hello, everyone else, and welcome to the Julie Mayer Psychic Medium Show. So glad to have you along on the show tonight. We're coming to you from high atop a mountaintop in the great state of Alaska. We are brought to you in part tonight by Stars of Alaska, the metaphysical superstore located in Anchorage. If you need stones, crystals, a kind word, or just a smile, then Stars is where you need to be. I would like to start the show off tonight by dedicating it to my good friend Wendy, who passed away recently. I will miss her physical presence with all of my heart, but I know where she is now, and I know she's well and walking on a beach that never ends. Namaste, my dear friend. Life has brought many changes in the past 2 weeks, some good and some to learn from, but all valuable in the evolution of our spirit. Just a reminder that the toll-free from anywhere numbers for tonight's show are 888-228-4494, 877-489-6350, and for those of you that are impatient and willing to pay for the call, the direct line is 530-776-5154. This is a very proud night for me as yet another of my mediumship students steps up to the microphone and throws her hat in the ring. This is your night, Ashley.
I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Everyone in Radio Land, I'm pleased to introduce you to Miss Ashley from Alaska. Remember, you heard her here first. I almost feel like Sandy Anastasi introducing John Edwards for the first time. Ashley, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well.
Are you nervous?
Not so much, but I'm always nervous whenever I'm doing the first reading of the night.
Okay. Are you ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready.
Okay. As always, before we do any work with the other side, we will first claim our space. Guides, guardians, angels, spirits, thank you for this time and thank you for this place. We ask that you surround us at this time in a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy. We ask that our karmas be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road we walk in this current life. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels, who are fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family who have crossed over, you're welcome and encouraged to come through at this time. We now close the gate to those who carry negativity and dross. You're not welcome in our hearts, our homes, these readings, here or hereafter. We call on the archangels. Please surround us individually. Please surround us collectively. And with that claiming of our space, we will now begin our show. Hey, Ashley. I want to introduce you to Jeremy, who's from a local band in Palmer.
Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Okay. Hey, your band has a very unique name. How did you come up with that name?
Well, I came up with it, and what I did is I just, one day I sat down and I looked at a lot of the common negative things that people are, doing, you know, with substance abuse or, you know, stuff like that, or abuse relationships, and I just, came up with the Suicide Nation as just, you know, a way to express how people kind of, you know, damage themselves in various ways.
Alrighty. And what kind of music do you play?
Rock and roll.
Alright. Yeah. Do you write your own material?
We do. It's all original. We haven't even done a cover yet, actually.
Oh, very good. Hey, in light of the fact that one of our fellow Alaskans is in the political spotlight lately, do you see a song about this coming forward?
Possibly.
Okay.
We have a couple political songs, you know, mostly geared towards war. We have one more song, but Palin specifically probably not.
All right. Would the song involve lipstick? Jeremy, would graying middle-aged mediums enjoy your show?
Yeah.
Can we bang our heads and tap our toes?
Of course.
Hey, if you were going to sum up the overall message of your band, the Suicide Nation, what would that message be?
Have a good time and take care of yourselves,
pretty much. Okay. Excellent. Jeremy, you've been a great guest, and I want to thank you for taking the time to come on the show tonight. We'd like to spot you a small reading. What do you think about that?
I will do.
Okay, Ashley, what are you getting for Jeremy?
I am picking up on something to do with his left thumb. Have you ever broken your left thumb?
I have.
You have.
But I'm holding the phone with it, so.
I'm sorry?
I'm holding the phone with it, and yeah, I broke both my thumbs.
Okay, yeah, I felt like as if my left thumb was broken there for a second. I'm also getting kind of a small feeling of like the stomach flu, kind of crampy in the stomach area.
Me?
And
not really.
Did you eat a bad burger today, Jeremy?
I wish I had a burger.
Hey, Jeremy, is there somebody named Don or Donald close to you?
Don, my dad, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I get that name really, really strong.
Yeah, it's my biological father.
Ah, okay. Well, this is kind of fun, isn't it?
It is kind of fun.
Yeah. Hey, I want to say thank you, and you have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, if we were going to find you, where would we look?
Well, you can contact me and the band at myspace.com/thesuicidenation.
Okay. If it's before 9 o'clock and you're playing somewhere, where would we go to see you?
Cold Millennium in Anchorage.
Okay. We'll see you there.
October 10th.
All right.
See you there.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hey, good job, Ashley.
Thanks.
That was a good, yeah. I got the stomach sick thing, too.
Yeah, I was going to go next with maybe an early stage pregnancy or something.
Well, wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to talk about angels tonight. Folks, if you have an angel experience that you'd like to share, would like to call in for a reading, now is the time. Let me give you those phone numbers again. We have 888-228-4494, 877-489-6350. And for those of you that are willing to pay for the call, 530-776-5154. Hey, Ashley, have you ever encountered an angel?
I have.
Yeah? Hold on to that thought. I think we have a caller, and we'll talk about it after we take our first call, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hello? Caller, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Okay, I don't think we have a first caller. Call back. So tell me about it. What did you see?
Hello?
I haven't seen one. I've had, I've obviously gone to the angel channeler. And I have seen what might be, I don't know, a turquoise light.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for the passing of my grandmother and saw a light above her as she was leaving her body.
Oh, very cool.
And I have no doubt that they just kind of came in and swooped her up.
Mm-hmm. Took her back. Get in the back seat, Grandma. We're heading to heaven. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think I heard a hello. Are you there? Caller, are you there? Now's the time.
Perhaps it was my grandmother.
It could have been. Hello, Ashley. Okay. First, I have an angel story, or two, or three, or a few thousand, actually. as some of you know, and some of you may not know, in addition to being a psychic medium, I am also an angel channeler. Being a channeler is very different than being a medium. When one becomes a channel of information from a source outside of themselves, they rarely, if ever, remember what happened or what was said. Tell them a little bit about what happens to me when I channel, Ashley. You've seen it happen.
Well, the best way I can describe it is you can tell you're not there. And you're not there for the first couple seconds, and then in pops somebody.
Yeah.
And my very first experience actually was amazing, to say the least. It was when I went in to try to touch base with my late husband, and the very first thing that these angels were saying was, okay, he wants to take off his hat. This is how he's identifying himself. And, of course, that was his name, was a name brand of a hat.
Oh.
So it was very valid right off the bat, which made for, you know, gives you that spark of confidence or faith,
if you will. Keeps your interest a little. I got to see a DVD of me channeling, and I kind of sounded and looked like a child.
Yes, was, definitely.
Yeah, it was really funny. I was almost embarrassed, but it was kind of like, this is kind of neat. I can't believe I said that. Okay. Alrighty, we do have a caller, so let's hope they hear us. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, and you?
Not too bad. The first thing I'm getting is a banana. Are you? Is your energy level, like, weird? Are you real tired?
I didn't think so, no.
Like, is your body stressed and tired?
It might be stressed. I jogged earlier today, I guess.
I need you to talk a little bit slower. I didn't understand what you just said.
I went jogging earlier today. I guess it's been a stressful day, yes. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what banana means to me. So, I'm going to hand you over to Ashley. Ashley, what are you getting for this lady?
I'm seeing the letter E. Usually when I get a letter, it's the beginning of someone's name.
Hey, caller, does the letter E make sense to you?
No.
Okay. Elaine?
The only E that came, there was a girl at the bank, and her name began with the letter E. It was Erin, but she was just somebody I met at the bank, but nobody special to me with the letter E.
Okay, you might want to write that down. Hey, what else are you getting, Ash?
I'm getting E. I'm still getting E, and I'm also getting elderly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's important.
Okay. Any, maybe a last name? Whatever last name or something? Or
no, that's kind of hard to do. Ashley's a student of mediumship, so she's just starting to learn the process. So, but she's spot on with names.
The only letter E would be possibly a guy I know. It's his middle name. Actually, a guy that I like. It would be the first letter of his middle name, but he's around my age, so he's not elderly. Oh.
Well, I got, when she said E, I got Elaine, and I got it very loud, so it's a female that we're talking about, and the Elaine that I'm seeing that the E reminded me of is a pretty good-sized woman. She carries a lot of girth. She's got a big body. She just had her... her husband passed, and now she's taking care of stepchildren. Does that description fit anybody you know?
No.
Okay. Write it down because it's important. It's coming through very clear. When you get mediumship readings, sometimes it hasn't happened yet. Okay. And that's why we say write it down, because it might be a couple of days, it might be a couple of months, but boom. Okay. What else are you getting, Ashley?
I'm getting the stuck energy feeling. Like there's no flow. There's something stuck somewhere.
Okay.
Like somewhere in the body.
Okay.
And it might be this Elaine.
Okay. Alrighty. Are you having any problems, like down around your hips, ma'am? Your kidneys,
yes,
or your hip?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Ashley's picking up on. I just got a real sharp stab. Yep. Have you not had it checked out real well?
It's in my hip. I think I definitely need to go to my chiropractor because
mm-hmm.
I know once before there was something like one side at times is longer than the other.
Well, I kind of feel like it's actually in your intestines, and I feel like maybe a naturopath or a medical doctor might be a good way to go to. Okay.
It's in my intestines, and it's affecting my hip, you're saying?
Yeah, well, it's not your hip. It's a reflective pain, and what I'm feeling right now, and it's really uncomfortable, it's my intestine. So it might be something a little more serious than you think it is. Okay. Are you stuffing some feelings? Are you having some real negative feelings?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's what's making my intestine hurt. Okay. Do you meditate at all?
Do I what?
Meditate.
Medicate? No, that's not necessary.
Meditate or pray?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess sometimes I meditate.
Okay. Ask your body. Just kind of sit down and take some time and ask your body what it's trying to tell you. And I really think you need to go get this checked out because it's a real persistent pain, and I can tell it's inside of my body. It's not a bone pain. Okay.
Well, I definitely know.
Does the name Johnny make sense to you?
Say what?
Johnny?
No.
Okay. I got Johnny, and I'm hearing the song. There was an old song, Frankie and Johnny Were Lovers, and I think it was a, like, from the Depression kind of a thing, song. Are you interested in the 30s or that time period at all?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to let that go. Ashley, are you getting anything else for her?
Just a kind of an overwhelming feeling to almost get sick, throw up.
Okay.
I know you were talking about intestinal stuff, but I'm feeling something a little higher than that. Like,
yeah, I'd really
sick.
Like to encourage you to go get yourself checked out.
Okay.
Very, very strongly. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. Is there a man that you're angry at right now?
Not really. There's just certain things going on in my life in general, being angry over that. I actually got a little annoyed with a boyfriend earlier today. I don't know if that's what you're seeing.
You got in a fight with your boyfriend earlier today?
Not a fight, just a small argument. But
okay, that's, Google the song Frankie and Johnny and look at the lyrics. I think they ended up shooting each other in the song.
They ended up shooting each other? That's what you said? Shooting each other?
The song. I just want you to Google the lyrics and read the lyrics to the song, because a lot of times when they give me a song, there's a message in the lyrics for you, and I'm just reminiscing kind of what I can remember about the lyrics. It's been a while.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Any?
Alrighty.
Can I ask a question specific?
Sure.
Do you see anything with future relationships or anything?
Ash?
I'm sorry, what was that?
She wanted to know if we see anything with future relationships. You picking up anything?
I'm seeing a wave.
A wave? Okay.
To me, that would symbolize kind of waiting for the next wave to come around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And wave means what?
I'm feeling stuck, so I'm going to tell you, you need to complete whatever's going on in your life right now.
Well, I definitely feel stuck. Definitely.
Yeah, you need to process your feelings. I really feel there's a lot of anger going on. And a lot of times if we meditate and contemplate, we can let those feelings bubble up, and then we can deal with them, and then our body doesn't have to hurt anymore. Okay?
Well, it's definitely been a year dealing with a lot of pain from childhood and things that I've gone through and working through them. So that's definitely, you know, I'm very angry about that and working through all that. So that's definitely true.
All right. Thank you. That clears up a lot of what we were saying. Okay. Do you have a good counselor that you see?
Nope. Actually, I just basically... I'm working through a lot of things myself. It's not like...
Would you do brain surgery on your own brain?
It's at this point in time, I'm eventually going to a counselor, but not right now.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. It's not able to right now.
If you can't afford one, I always highly recommend Lutheran Social Services. They have a sliding scale fee. The really cool thing about counselors is that they give you a tool belt on how to deal with things. So they don't process your feelings for you. They help you do better and do a better job. Okay? Working through pain alone is really hard, and it's a lonely thing to do. So, I recommend you get your body checked out thoroughly. And two, please get somebody to help you process your pain.
Now, what if it's... My thing is, I know I need to be heard. It's more of a thing of being heard, not so much completely and totally...
That makes sense.
Especially when some of the people are in your environment and they're not willing to listen, so it's about being heard.
Well, there's a reason they don't want to listen.
Because they don't want to deal with it.
Yeah,
it's not just me, it's the whole environment. They don't want to deal with it.
I'm going to cut this kind of short here, but what I am is really going to highly suggest that you find a counselor to help you work through this so you don't have to You don't need those other people to hear you to feel validated and feel better. Okay? Many times when we do that and we validate ourselves and we start feeling better, people actually do want to listen to us because we're not, we're spewing more love than we are guilt and things like that. So, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Get your body checked out because this pain I've got is pretty persistent and I know it isn't mine. Okay?
Okay, I definitely will.
Okay. I'm glad you called in.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. So I just made the connection with the Elaine that I got, Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
She was a very, very, very angry person. And a lot of it, like the lady was just talking about her childhood. She had every reason in the world to be angry. There was no disputing that. So when you got the E, did this feel like a grandmother type of an energy for you? Or?
Yeah, it was like an older-fashioned sounding name, not a real modern.
Okay.
Baby boomer generation, I guess I would say, name.
Okay, and then that song that I got was like 30s era.
Right.
So, yeah, I think we've got somebody trying to come through, but I think there's a block there, which makes it really hard for us to pull them through. So, we'll talk about angels again a little bit. you have kids at home, right?
I do.
Do they talk about seeing them?
My girls do. I have one that I think is more in touch than the others, and especially when driving along the highway,
mm-hmm.
along the mountains, she's always saying that they're following us. I can see them flying. That, of course, is reassuring, being on a dangerous highway.
Unless they're flying monkeys.
I don't always go the speed limit.
Oh, good grief. Well, I know one of my angels, I have four, and one of them, who just goes by the moniker of capital A, we call him A,
mm-hmm.
Likes to write little snippets to me. A uses very few words to channel big meanings. I think that's kind of cool. He's real specific in what he has to say, but he's real short. And it's almost rhyming. How many angels do you have? Do you collect angel things, Seth?
Do I what?
Do you collect angel things or statues or plaques? Or?
You know, I keep what's given to me and they kind of come my way.
Uh-huh.
I don't necessarily, actively collect angel things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing the things that make it my way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At one time I had so many angel things come my way, I opened an angel store. So we have another caller. Let's go ahead and take it. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful tonight, and you?
Not too bad. I get the color orange really bright. You're an artist, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, bright. And you paint flowers.
Excuse me?
Do you paint flowers?
No, I write poetry.
Okay. Have you ever painted flowers?
I don't know if I have. Maybe when I was in high school.
Okay. If you write, can you write and describe a flower so I can see it?
Yes, I can. When I when I write it, you can see it.
All right. Ashley, what do you get for this nice lady?
I am getting a name, actually. I'm getting the name Georgie, and I don't know if that's George or Georgia.
Okay.
But definitely a George or Georgie.
I have a good friend that lives in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's it.
Does that feel right, Ashley?
Yes. How about the Washington area?
Washington State?
How about
State?
Puyallup?
I have a daughter that lives near Washington, D.C.
Okay.
I'm impressed. You said Puyallup. That's good. Most people can't say that.
Yeah, I don't want to say, you know, no, but you were so close. You know, so.
Oh, very good. Ma'am, is there something to do with horses with you? Or a sound that's like click, clop, click, clop, click, clop?
No.
Do you like clocks?
My husband has about 30 clocks in our home.
Okay.
So
I hear that click, clop, click, clop, click, clop.
Yes. He hates it when we have to change times.
Oh, yeah. Is your mother cross?
Yes, she has.
Okay. She's right here.
Oh.
She is right here. Did she have a lot of shoes?
She had quite a few.
Yeah. You know how she's telling me that?
How?
She's showing me Imelda Marcos.
Well, she worked in an office, and she had to look good.
Yeah, like quite a few shoes.
Yes. Do you get a strong personality with her?
Oh, if Imelda Marcos is not a good example of a strong personality, I don't know.
In fact, I wrote a poem about her right after she passed.
Is there anything to do with her that connects with Valentine's Day? Did she cross in February?
She crossed in March.
Okay. What happened in February?
In February, my father told everybody that her cancer was not terminal. And
okay.
So he got our hopes up. Then in March, she passed.
Hey. Well, that's a downer, huh?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, she's making me feel like remember Valentine's Day or remember February. Remember that good feeling that you had.
Oh, yes.
Go for that. Ashley, are you getting anything else?
I'm not right now.
Okay. Bob? Does the name Bob make sense to you? Robert or Bob?
I have friends named Bob.
Okay. Alrighty. Any connection with Bob and Mother?
No. Oh,
okay.
I kind of. My daughter is sort of getting back with her ex-husband, who is a Robert.
Oh.
So, maybe.
I feel like Bob is okay. Did your mother know this Robert?
Oh, yes, and she did not like him.
Well, you know, we can change her mind.
Well, he's grown up. He's not the spoiled child he used to be.
Yeah, I get a real warm feeling when I hear Bob.
Okay.
So, I keep seeing a toilet.
Oh, that's nice.
Was he crappy to your daughter?
Oh, he was terrible. In fact, I threw him out of the house and told him he wasn't allowed back. And about a month later, my daughter divorced him because of his actions.
Okay. Well, it's a really nice toilet that I was seeing.
That's everybody wants to know. They get a reading about a toilet.
You just never know.
I know. Do you see anything good about this daughter, the one that we were just talking about? Cause she's
do I see anything good?
Happening to her.
I feel like she's... What I'm doing is I'm driving up a road and there's a 90-degree curve right there, and I feel like she's right at the curve where she's going to change her direction in life. Is she in school right now, college?
Yes, because she's in the process of divorcing her second husband.
Okay, well, hey, some of us collect things for hobby.
Yeah, well, see, Robert was the first one,
right.
And this one, yeah, he's just done a complete 180 in the way he acts.
Okay. And that, well, we pick who we need to learn what we need to learn.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we pick our teachers. We pick our teachers very well. She's in school right now?
She just graduated. She became a registered nurse's aide.
Okay. This is going to change everything for her.
Uh-huh.
This is when she grows up.
Oh, well, she has three children, so she's grown up. So.
Well, emotionally, sometimes we don't grow up right away.
Oh, I know. I was 50 before I grew up emotionally.
Well, I'm 45. I'm still waiting. I got lots of time.
Oh, yes.
I feel like, though, I'm right at a 90-degree curve on this road, and it feels very positive to me.
I was hoping it'd be positive for her because she
deserves
it. Does
any Edmund connect with her, Edward or Edmund?
Edward, I don't know. I can ask her.
Write it down. I feel like it's important. What are you getting, Ashley?
Okay. I'm feeling like there's a dancer. Somebody's a dancer. I'm seeing somebody put on, like, the lace-up ballet shoes or the jazz dancing shoes.
Okay.
Is that you?
No. I have two left feet. And I, even if I had two right feet, I wouldn't be able to catch up with them.
Okay. Alrighty. Is there a dancer in your family?
No. The only one that would be anywhere near that would be a different daughter that took ballet. And she ended up only doing it 1 year because she wasn't good either.
Okay. But, well, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
I know. Well, she thought she was beautiful.
Ashley, go ahead and follow that because I think you're talking about her other daughter.
Yes, I'm talking about a second daughter.
Okay. What else are you getting, Ashley?
She's the one that I feel that is making a change. She's, I see her putting, she's putting on her shoes. She's lacing up, like she's gearing up for something new.
Okay.
Very
is she embarking on any new adventures or?
Well, she sort of is. I'm not really sure what it is. She just said that she and her husband are going to think about doing it, making all kinds of new changes in their lives. But I'm not sure if they're going to go about with this, because her husband is sort of a, maybe I'll do this and maybe I'll do that type of person.
Yeah, I feel like she's going to jump in with both feet.
Okay.
I got to ask you, I keep hearing the name Fiona Apple, who is a singer. Do you know who she is?
I've never heard of her.
Fiona Apple. Is your family, like, in the music business? Or are you in the music business?
My stepdaughter has done a CD down in Nashville.
She's going to be somebody.
She is. She sings very well.
Yeah, you might want to get your autographed copy now.
I already have one.
Do you ever listen to country music?
That's what she does, country and religious.
Okay. There was a lady named Gretchen Wilson. Have you heard of her?
No, I'm not into that kind
of music. Do you know who Gretchen Wilson is, Ashley?
I sure do.
Okay. I know a lady in Nashville that used to work in a studio who, they used to hire Gretchen to come in for $100 a song.
Oh, my.
With demos. And one day, they couldn't get a hold of her anymore.
Yeah.
Because she hit the big time, and that's what I'm feeling like is going to happen with this person.
My stepdaughter, yes.
Ask her if she is familiar with the artist known as Fiona Apple.
I will.
Yeah. Does she have long dark hair?
My stepdaughter, no.
Okay.
She has short darker hair.
Oh, okay. Was it long at one time?
Not since I've known her, and I've known her for 8 years.
Okay. Ask her just off the cuff if she's considering growing her hair long again.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
Okay. Any last words for her, Ashley?
I don't think so. I think I'm just feeling that dancer.
Okay. Do you like garlic?
No.
Okay.
I don't like garlic. I'm one of those people.
You have vampires hanging around? I don't know.
I hope not.
I am tasting and smelling garlic.
Oh, my goodness.
Big time. Garlic is actually really good for you.
Maybe I should eat some.
I believe it's because if you eat enough, people stay away from you.
That could be.
Well, I want to say thank you very much. I'm seeing a traditional church in the country.
Oh, yes.
Does this make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, with the steeple, and I feel like, you know, Jesus, and it's just happy, and it's all snowy, and it's very nice.
Well, I'm in Wisconsin. It's snowing
a lot. I was going to say Wisconsin.
He was like, and you know what's funny is I just watched Grumpy Old Men, and the church where they got married in, that's about 45 minutes away from me.
Oh, well, you know what? That's the church I was just seeing. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you.
It was a pleasure to read for you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
You too. God bless.
Bye.
Good job, Ash.
Thank you.
Well, let's go into the ballet shoes a little bit more. They were black?
Were there lots?
Were they black?
Oh, yes, they were black. They were the lace-up Okay. Not lace up. The kind that they just have long laces and they lace around your ankles.
Mm-hmm. Were they satiny or were they leather? Did you notice?
I don't know. Probably more the satiny ones or what.
Okay.
When I think of the, you know, dance shoes.
Okay. Yeah, I got, when you were getting that, I was getting the record deal with the other female. I wish I would have found out who it was. It would be nice to track that down later. That lady has a lot of successful or positive energy behind her. Did you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
I liked her, too.
Yeah. So do you have any more angel stories?
Angel stories?
Mm-hmm. People told you anything about angels, or yeah? You ever feel like you were helped by an angel?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay, we have another caller.
Today my husband died.
Okay, let's talk about that after we take this other call, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Not too bad. I'm seeing an amusement park and all kinds of rides. Is your stomach upset?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm very nervous. I got nervous butterflies.
Oh, good. We can have a lot of fun with you.
Oh, great.
Here's what I'm feeling. After I had my first child, I think they kind of missed with the epidural. So I can't even ride on the merry-go-rounds anymore. I get motion sickness. That's kind of what I'm feeling like.
Okay. Yeah, that's about right.
Okay, does the name Ted make sense to you?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
Ted, does that name make sense to you?
Well, it does in relation to a show I was just watching a few minutes ago.
Ooh, now we're in your living room. Ashley, what are you picking up?
How about Linda?
Yeah. I know Linda.
Okay.
Is Linda with you?
No, but she was with me last night.
Are you really nervous now?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep going, Ashley.
And I'm not in Wisconsin. But I have a sister in Wisconsin.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we do.
They have great teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. What else you getting, Ashley?
How about a lower back ache?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I picking up on so many feelings tonight? Making my body hurt, lower back.
that would make sense for me.
Okay. Are you cooking right now?
No, but my husband probably wishes I was.
Oh, okay. It's like I'm smelling macaroni and salt and stuff.
Hey, that's a big dish that I cooked this weekend with some macaroni
okay.
and cheese baked with a lot of spices on it.
Okay. Go ahead, Ash. What else are you getting for this wonderful person on the phone?
For this wonderful person?
Yes.
Are you afraid of the snow coming?
That has been something on my mind and that I've been talking about, and yes.
Are you watching it creep down the mountains and it's just scaring the hell out of you?
Absolutely. I was commenting on that today.
That's what I'm feeling.
Uh-huh.
You should borrow Ashley's angel. Yeah. Okay, Ash, what else are you getting for her? Did you ever play the tuba, or do you like tuba music?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I go, do, 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 do. Tuba.
Oh,
know,
kind of like polka?
Yeah, like the polka. You can't have a Polish wedding without polka.
I would never admit to that.
Okay. That aside, do you like polka music or tuba music?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of my weird quirks.
Okay, no one will ever know. Everybody out there, strike that. Are you a lawyer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Strike that.
Strike that. Okay. Okay, Ashley, you want to wrap it up?
Sure. I'm interested to know if there's anything new today in the world of ABC.
No.
Does that make sense?
Yes, but no.
Okay. Ashley, is that a reference to news?
I'm sorry, to what?
To, like, world news or news?
No.
Okay.
I was thinking more building blocks. The ABC.
Do you have a baby?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I was just putting him to bed, and he was just talking about his blocks that he made out of Legos.
Bingo.
it just struck me, yeah. So,
cool. Ashley's pretty good, isn't she?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
All righty. Ashley, are you getting anything else?
No, just the playful kind of ABC land is what I want to say.
Okay. Is the baby actually a toddler or a preschooler?
Yes.
Okay. All right. With that, we're going to let you go. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for the reading.
You love Zuba music.
I'll strike that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, that was funny. When I got the tuba thing, way back, I think in the 50s, when my dear mother was in high school, she played baritone or something like that in the band, and she always thought that was so neat, and I never understood it. And I was actually seeing her, like, in her little band uniform trotting around playing this, what I thought was a tuba. So, very interesting.
Wow.
So when you got the ABC blocks, were you seeing them being built, or were you just feeling like you were playing with them?
I was feeling like I was playing with them. Like I was in a world of nothing but ABCs.
Cool. That's why I got the feeling of being in preschool or being in school.
Yeah, that's an area that's easy for me to dive into for some reason. I enjoy being that little kid, you know, I can really tap into that energy. I think it's just so strong but pure. I don't know.
Yeah. Boy, never lose that. Speaking of that, we have another call. Are you ready to take it?
Let's do it.
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Did you want to talk about an angel story?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Did you want to talk about an angel story?
Sure.
Do you have
Why
one?
Not? Do I have one?
Yeah. Did you have an encounter?
You know, I have strange encounters sometimes. I don't necessarily know that they're angels. I don't know that I would call them that.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I'm not sure.
I felt like I needed to validate it for you and let you talk about it.
Okay.
Not real sure. Are they lights that you're seeing?
No. I usually see them at night, and they are very dark figures.
Oh, okay. Okay. They're not scary, though, right?
No, I'm usually not afraid of them, and they don't seem menacing. I have had an encounter with a couple that were menacing, but they've since gone, I think.
Yeah, we know the difference, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
You're friendly, and I'm going to scream, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I just, though, as soon as I heard your voice, because tonight is angel night, we're talking about angels, I felt like you have had an encounter, and it needed to be validated, because I don't know if you believe... truly believe it or not yourself.
Right.
Here's the funny thing about angels. I always see them as streaks of light. Blue and white light. I don't see the feathers. I don't see the halos. I don't see the pretty flowing hair.
Right.
I see colors. I think we all see them a little bit differently. So, okay. While I'm talking to you, I keep hearing the name Sid Caesar in the background, and I believe he was a comedian. Do you know who he was?
Say that again. Keep hearing what in the background?
Sid Caesar?
The name's not familiar.
Okay. Write it down and Google it when we're done. I think he was kind of a clowny guy.
Okay.
Played Vegas and things like that. A 60s comedian that was pretty hypoallergenic, I guess. Didn't offend anybody, wasn't really that funny, but some people thought he was really funny.
Okay.
Okay. Is there somebody around you, I'm going to stay on this line, that you're, like, humoring? It's like you laugh at their jokes and they're not really that funny, or you pretend like you're listening to what they're saying and you're really not.
There's quite a few people around me like that.
Okay, Sid. Do you make your living listening to people?
Say that again. It's kind of hard to hear you.
Okay. Do you make your living listening to people?
If I'm what with people?
Listening to people or being accommodating. Do you work in, like, customer service or...
I'm in human resources, so...
Oh, okay. All right. You listen to people lie to you all day long.
Right, exactly.
Are you getting a little tired of that?
To an extent, some of it, yes.
Okay. Have you ever thought of making it into a comedy routine?
No. I never really think that I'm funny enough to make fun of people with that.
I think your experiences are hilarious from what I'm feeling.
Okay.
You can't use their names, but you can use the situation or you can use what happened.
Okay.
Try to see the humor in the job. Sometimes that makes it a little easier.
Okay. Interesting.
Psychics or mediums could never be in human resources because we'd look at somebody and we go, you're lying.
Right.
You've never opened a can of fish in your life. Yeah. Ashley, what are you picking up?
I was just picking up on kind of the same line of thing. The word boring to me kept coming up over and over again. Like you're just really bored.
Yeah. Try to inject
the
humor. Try to inject the humor into your day-to-day.
I'll try to, okay.
Yeah, did you ever read Mad Magazine?
Yes, oh yeah, I love Mad Magazine.
Okay, when you go to work tomorrow, try to look at it through the eyes of Alfred E. Newman.
Okay.
Okay, or Spy versus Spy. See the humor in your job? I feel like it's going to open up a whole new arena for you.
Oh, okay.
If you make it big, would you remember us, please?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The person that referred me to your show won't let me forget you, trust me.
Okay. speaking of referrals and things like that, we are out of time. Boy, this hour goes by really quick. Ashley, thank you for being here. You're really good.
Thank you for having me.
And you get better every time. Would you be interested in coming back?
Absolutely.
Okay. With that, we have to say good night. Good night, everyone, and thank you.
Good night.
Singer-songwriter Robin Avery. It's a privilege to be on BBS Radio.